fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land.
Thank you.
Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is... Okay. We had an archive playing. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 19th day of April. And we're going to play a special a song here. Go ahead, Julie. Today I'm attending the funeral of a very dear friend. About a year ago, he got the COVID clot shot. He did that to support his sister, who was coerced into getting it to keep her job, to show support for his sister. Over the past year, my wife and I watched him deteriorate. Initially, he had some slight personality changes, which became more severe as the year progressed, and uncontrollable tremors in his hands, which became worse as the year progressed. Last week, I called him a couple of times. He didn't return calls, which was not all that unusual. Saturday morning, the postmasters told me he had not been in all week to get his mail, which was highly unusual since he was in there every day to get his mail. So I talked to my friend's ex-wife and asked if I should go by. She didn't know, so I went by, took my wife with me. As we were leaving the driveway, I said, well, we might find Jesse dead. And it turned out we found him dead in his home where he had been dead for 3 to 5 days. And the funeral is today. So Jesse was a veteran of the U.S. Army, peacetime Army, relatively young guy, only 65 years old. So repeat what happened this morning with TAPS times tens of thousands of times of needless deaths, and that's exactly where we are. We have patient waiting to do the Pledge of Allegiance with us, my friend Deputy Hendricks. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy. Is Deputy Hendricks not with us? Okay. It looks like I thought he was with us. But we'll go ahead and do the pledge without Deputy. I see the Deputy Hendricks is with us. I don't.
I can hear you, John.
Now I hear you, Deputy. We had some technical issues. Go ahead, Deputy, with the pledge.
Okay, and my condolences, John. And of course, that is why I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. In our ongoing project in your neighborhood, did you get a chance to go by any other cemeteries, by the way, and check for the signals coming from the deceased?
I went by one small remote one that's way out in the country. It has maybe a dozen families in there, and I didn't get anything from that one.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate that. I'm finding that getting the time to do it is not easy, but I need to be doing that myself. Any other updates from your area, Deputy?
No, not really. Just trotting along as, like I say, with normal deaths. They're all up, as you well know, compared to where they used to be prior to the clot shot coming out. So just that going along. And
well, thank you. It'll be a sad day. It'll be a celebration of life is what it'll be. But thank you, Deputy.
Sure.
We look forward to having you back
take
next month. We appreciate it.
Yeah, take care and God bless.
Okay. And we do have patiently waiting to agree because they're both patient men. My friend Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And my friend Dr. Phil Myers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. My heart goes out to you and your family and your friends.
Say again, Doctor?
My heart goes out to you, your family, and your friends with your loss.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Chance, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, and my condolences as well to Jesse and his family.
Well, it's... You know, he is one of the exceptions. Almost everybody got the shot for reasons that were not the same as my friend Jesse Barnett. They were fooled into it by the mass media. They were coerced into it by friends and family. They were coerced into it by their employer. Jesse is the only one I know of who... he was not going to get the clot shot, but to show his support for his sister, who was coerced by her employer to get it, he wanted to show support for his sister that he loved, and he went ahead and got it. And, of course, now he's dead. I'll be talking to the funeral director today. He's the only funeral director in the county I have not yet talked to. I've confirmed by talking to the other two funeral directors at beginning in July of 2021, they've seen a 20% increase in their business and people dying. Now, these men have been in business for decades. They've never seen this before. There's no precedence for this. And I know all I get is confirmation, but what I don't know yet is if the funeral director knows why. He'll know why when I'm done talking to him. One funeral director did know that I talked to. The other did not know. Of course, the one who did not know had got the clot shot himself. Anyway, gentlemen, all these issues continue to move forward. What I regard as the worst crime in recorded human history taking place before our eyes, the tens of millions of people who will eventually die from the clot shot, And doctor, you're in the healthcare profession. Would be a fair statement that almost everybody in hospitals and medical clinics were coerced into getting the clot shot, sir?
Oh, I mean, I didn't even watch mainstream media. I mean, we have a TV that we watch like Netflix and stuff like that on, but we don't watch standard programming, right? Whether it be the news or the TV shows. And we saw it everywhere with the coercion and the push. And then one day we saw a video compilation about like what people that saw the TVs saw, and oh my God, the dancing got me. Where you had hospital staff members and kid shows and adult shows, basically doing a dance in celebration of save humanity by getting this vaccination.
Really?
And the propaganda that came from that and people that were exposed to that was widespread. And it's like, wow. And we saw, but like I said, we saw it without that. So I can only imagine how impactful it was for many, many people.
Absolutely.
And impactful, of course, in a bad way.
Besides the ubiquitous clot shots for all healthcare workers and paramedics, we also have firefighters, police officers, deputy sheriffs, and the
they went after first responders first. Yeah, they went after first responders first.
Right. They made sure the first responders were put under heavy, heavy pressure to either take the clot shot or face dismissal from their employment, which is a pretty severe penalty, isn't it, doctor?
Totally. And then you have the misdiagnosis of cause of death. I saw an ambulance driver. She had gone to a stop. The guy had jumped out of an 8-story window. Obviously, he was splattered to the ground dead. And then she sees the report on the guy like a week later, cause of death, COVID-19. She's like, what? They're like, yeah, we swabbed it. She's like, what did you swab it with, a spatula?
Amazing. Well, the state of Washington publicly admitted that in 2021, all gunshot fatalities were listed as COVID deaths, every one of them.
Every one of them, yeah. Flu went down a lot that year.
The flu was almost non-existent. The seasonal flu was almost non-existent, wasn't it, doctor?
Oh, it's totally gone, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Totally. Shocked me.
Well, guys, if I can add in to this conversation, one thing that also was just outrageous, where there are clinics, and we have a local clinic here, giving out prizes, random prizes for people that would come in and get the shot. I mean, here's a gift, you know, to take the shot. It's just actually unbelievable what they did to get people to come in and get this clot shot. It was just crazy.
And it continues. There's a headline today that Biden has found federal funds to continue the free distribution of the clot shots to poor neighborhoods. You want to clean out the poor neighborhoods, don't we, Chance?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Yeah, no charge. Here's a free clot shot and a free phone. Absolutely, with the 5G, that just
Absolutely.
Helps you right out. Yeah,
that's right. And donuts.
Right, right. Well, anyway, doctor, in your practice, you have the men and women and children who come to you. They're not the mainstream people by any stretch, because I was one of your clients myself at one time. But among them, there's probably some who got the clot shot, and some of them have probably regretted this point, aren't there?
Yeah, and you know it best. We talk about physical health, and the clot shot definitely played havoc on our physical health, not just within cardiovascular and ability to go lift weights and run miles around, but affected on the physical heart, the physical organs, the liver, the pancreas, the spleen, blood sugars, hormone levels, autoimmune issues going through the roof. And basically just what can we do now about it? And my job right now is helping people mentally get past the bombardment of programming that came about, whether it be medicine, pharmacology, the trust in their doctors, the situations in the world, and then helping them through the techniques that I do on them, and then teaching them how to do the techniques on themselves for their own physical health.
Outstanding. Well, Chansha, what's going on in your neighborhood regarding clot shot regret and clot shot fatalities, if you know, sir?
Well, I, you know, honestly, we've moved from the area that we were at in Texas before to a really small, nice community full of God-fearing Christians, and I'm getting to start to know some of my neighbors and people in town, and it just seems like, I don't know, John, I don't know if you're saying this too, you live in a small town. People that are in the rural areas of America seem to be better informed. I think that's because in this area we're very conservative Republicans that actually pay attention to what's going on. They're not wearing blinders like a racehorse, right? So they tend to talk amongst themselves in their local diners and coffee shops, and tend to not follow the herd, per se. Isn't that what you find here?
I've given this a lot of thought. I spent most of my adult life in a congested, dense urban area. And out here, I find that most adults, most of the time, are not distracted with watching sports, for example. They simply don't. Some do, obviously, but not what you see in the urban areas. And there seems to be more of a focus on family as opposed to careers. Now, here in my area, almost all the businesses that are run by families, they're either not open on Saturdays at all, or they're shut down by noon on Saturday. And on Sundays, pretty much everything is shut down, with the exception of supermarkets and gas stations. Everything is shut down. Where in the urban suburban areas, you can't tell the difference between Sunday and Monday anymore in terms of businesses being open, for the most part. That focus on families, I think, has a lot to do with awareness. These coffee shops that are out here in the country, in small towns, is where information is exchanged. People know what's going on in the neighborhood. They look out for each other. And I've known a number of people who have little formal education, high school dropouts, who were able to figure out that the clot shot was something they shouldn't do. They didn't have any advanced formal education, but they're just streetwise people that figured it out on their own. Of course, Dr. Myers, you're in a congested suburban area, and it's a different culture in a congested suburban area, isn't it, sir?
Culture is the main word, my friend. Culture. It's so interesting where I live, because I live in an area that has, I mean, you have main population African-American, main population white American, main population Asian-American, from all the Asian countries. And like literally you have their condensed groups. And then there's this melting pot of all of us. And you see it from the cultures, like who's wearing masks, who's who's really listening to the mainstream media, who's not paying attention, who doesn't care, who survived the last 3 years with their plaque saying, I got through it without any experiments done on me. And you see it everywhere. And depending on what part of the area of Atlanta I go to, I'll see no masks. I'll see one out of every three.
Even today, one out of three, even in April of 2023?
Depending on the area, yeah.
Amazing. I know I see clips like when President Trump was arraigned in New York City a couple weeks ago. I made note of how many men and women were wearing masks then in April of 2023. So it does vary from area to area. And Chance, I'm going to speculate that where you are, you probably rarely see a person wearing a mask, don't you?
Hardly ever. I actually have to drive into an area called College Station where there's a big university to see anyone wearing masks, right? So the dichotomy just between, like you say, rural, suburban, and the cities, it is amazing. Hey, John, maybe after the break, there's a little chatter out there. I'd just like to give folks a little education and information. I don't know if you saw that text on martial law. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we can do that after the break. Break's coming up here shortly. And in fact, we should have had the break already. I don't know what happened to it.
Gremlins.
We started out the show with one of my archives playing instead of me doing my show live. I made a joke to my engineer that AI was in control and not her. Maybe that's what's going on. Did either one of you see the two interviews that's been done? Tucker Carlson, well, I know it wasn't you, Doctor. Tucker Carlson interviewing Elon Musk.
I've seen snippets of it, not the whole thing yet.
Did you see it, Doctor?
I've seen snippets, but not the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of truth in there and some lies. I was pretty sure that when it came to the topic of aliens that Elon would lie about it, and he did. Because I know from private sources that there's dozens of satellites circling Earth as we speak that modern Earthbound human beings did not put up there. Some put up by our ancient relatives 12,000 years ago, and others put there by what might be called alien beings, people that don't live on Earth, assuming they are people, but they probably are people. But anyway, he covered a lot of interesting things, and Elon Musk is a very unique individual, isn't he, Doctor?
Oh, yeah. I like this comment about how easy it was to drop 80% of the company when you're not running a propaganda site.
That's right. That got a real belly laugh out of Tucker, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
It did. Well, Chance, what part of Tucker's interview with Elon did you like?
So, yeah, I didn't get to see that particular interview. I do follow Tucker. I've just had an incredibly busy past 4 or 5 days, but I'll have to tune into that. Because there's things about Elon Musk, not everything, but there's things about him that I admire. He really doesn't take a lot of crap, and he's got a good heart. You know, he helps a lot of people, things that he never talks about, but we know for a fact that he does. He helps a lot of folks that are in need.
Well, the break has come and gone without having a break. Why don't you go ahead and start your snippet on the martial law, if you would, please.
Absolutely. And I did this because there is some chatter, nothing that has been vetted. But I think folks should know what martial law is. And in fact, that martial law has been put in place 68 times in U.S. history, 68 times, including U.S. territories. So the definition, martial law is the substitution of a civilian government for military rule and the suspension of civilian legal processes for military powers. Martial law can continue for a specified amount of time or indefinitely, and standard civil liberties may be suspended for as long as martial law continues. Most often, martial law is declared in times of war and or emergencies. Martial law in the United States refers to times in U.S. history in which a region, state, city, or the whole United States was placed under the control of a military body. On a national level, both the U.S. President and U.S. Congress have the power, with certain constraints, to impose martial law. Martial law is basically what it sounds like. the armed forces taking over for law enforcement in the United States. Martial law means the U.S. military or National Guard is tasked to take over, typically in a limited region or part of the country. Now, folks, there are specific instances in my research, the Battle of New Orleans, the Mormons. Joseph Smith was accused of abusing his authority, and the governor of and trying to murder the governor of Missouri, and they instated martial law, as well as President Lincoln and many, many other strikes, big strikes in the U.S. So the reason why I even bring this up, education and information are important. But you need to understand that if martial law is declared in your area, you need to follow specific instructions. If they tell you to stay in your home, there's usually a reason why you need to stay in your home. Look, we all have our battles. You do not want to battle the U.S. military. You will lose. So what do you need to know? Well, you need to know if this takes place. We don't know how long martial law will be in effect, so you have to be prepared, right? We go back to that. Knowing what you use every single day, making sure that you have enough of everything for a minimum of a month, okay, 30 days. So I think these things are very important. John, do you have any comment?
Well, I lived under martial law for a year of my life in Vietnam, and I was glad we had it, of course. A city of a million people where I was, in Canto, C-A-N-T-H-O, the capital city of the 4th Corps. It's very surrealistic to see at 10 o'clock at night a city of a million people with no vehicles on the street, as in no vehicles on the street, except the one I was driving because I was an American soldier and I could do so. But it gave me some comfort knowing that anybody out and about was either a Viet Cong or a criminal, and we could deal with them accordingly. In the daytime, it was pretty normal. There were checkpoints and so forth. But at nighttime, when curfew went on, it was very, very quiet. So that was my experience. Got about an hour break coming up here. We got a caller on hold here, gentlemen. We got Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. I'm just wondering when this China-Russia invasion's scheduled for. I guess the timeline
3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Well, you know, you're in different things like this fall and other people saying, you know, just a civil war. I mean, civil war part. Anyway, who knows? But these things seem to be all on the horizon. The thing is, when the police are investigating something and they have two witnesses and they get accounts and these two witnesses are probably opposing, what do they normally say, John, investigators? What do they normally presume is probably the truth? Where does the truth
lie? Well, it's I've done this hundreds of times in criminal investigations. Eyewitness accounts are rarely all the same detail by detail. That's just the nature of eyewitness accounts. So a trained investigator will look at the if it's two accounts and then look at the physical evidence and reach a conclusion as to where to go from there. There's no single answer to your question, Dave, because it's going to vary from case to case. But it's routine.
Yeah.
It's routine. It's expected for a different eyewitness accounts to deviate one from the other. That's the norm.
Well, what I'm talking about is people who are in a conflict and they can be blamed for something that was done. Both parties say they were in a fight. And oftentimes the truth lies somewhere between what the two people are saying.
If there's a fight, both parties get arrested.
Yeah, could be. But John, I want to follow up on this. I want to follow up on it.
Figure it out later.
That's only a lead in. Okay.
Okay. Dave, thank you for your call. We have a 5-minute break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience, and the chef there prepares excellent breakfast, excellent dinners. I'll be there, of course, spending the night that week, and it'll be a lot of fun. We plan on making a trip down to Freedom Center USA to meet Sam Andrews and tour the world-class training facility in Lebanon, Missouri. And there'll be other features. Leon Green will be there at least one morning if we can get him away from his livestock long enough. And get the details at my website. You can want to make reservations, just call my the woman taking care of reservations, Betsy Murphy, at 636-530-9502. If you want to get past your arthritis pain, get your life back, you really need an energy cleaner. I ship these all over the planet. My sale I had last week was a sellout. I'm getting a fresh supply probably Friday. Mattress pads have been resupplied also. Got sleep issues, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Details at my website where you can place your orders using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Business English Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And there was a nice discount. What's the coupon code for the discount, Chance?
Yes, sir. Thank you. That coupon code is LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, no spaces, LibertyMan. That coupon code will guarantee you free shipping in the lower 48 states, and you get a nice discount as well. I do have some news. We have coming in a brand new product that I have sampled and tested. These are freeze-dried sweet potatoes. And if you don't know anything about sweet potatoes, understand that the regular potato, the white potato that you would have in mashed potatoes, has an interesting effect in the human body. Once consumed, will turn into sugar, right? Where right. Sweet potatoes will not. And these are absolutely delicious. You're going to get 12 servings, storable for up to 20 years. And they'll be $19.95 for 12 servings. Take advantage of that. This is the first time this has ever been offered. I don't know what about future availability looks like, but we do offer those by the case as well.
All right. And at my website under products, you'll find Simply Clean Foods. Doctor, what's your office telephone and your website, please?
You go to thelibertyman.com, go to links and other websites, and there you will see Dr. Phil Myers. My office phone number, 636-236-9848. You'll find my Telegram links to my newsroom, where I keep you up to date on different news, things going on in the world, and my healing class where I help you learn to strengthen your physical body.
All right. Well, Doctor, you helped me when I ran in the Senior Olympics, run the 100-meter dash. I've now signed up to run the 100-meter dash again, and working with Dr. Huff to get the details I need to have maximum performance. I do my normal workout, but in addition, I'm now doing wind sprints every morning also to prepare for that, which is the competition is June the 10th, I believe. But I'm not doing the Senior Olympics in St. Louis because they've gone woke and they're allowing men to compete in the girls' sports, and I'm not going to be part of that, Doctor.
Well, I'm glad you're taking a stance on that. Yeah, the whole transgender in sporting events, that's an issue.
Well, it's just
true. What I don't like is a guy who went through puberty transitioning to a female goes into a boxing match with an actual female his half the size and crushes her skull. That's stupid.
Right. Well, they're still a man.
They've gone through puberty.
Right. They're always be a man. They can put on lipstick and fingernail polish, and maybe even grow breasts, but they're still a man. And
here's the thing. People that transition, people that identify as like more feminine or more masculine, say, you know what? I actually love wearing a dress. I love doing the kinky stuff in the bedroom with my partner. You know what? Go at it, man. But we do need to, stop the grooming. The kids, man, that's what irks me the most. I swear to God, the stuff that I see Biden do, and just in terms of pedophilia stuff, if I was that child's parent, I'd deck the guy. My daughter would be like, Daddy, where are you? I'm sorry, you're in prison. I just punched the president. Or the resident.
Right. Absolutely.
Say, John.
Go ahead.
John, Dave, I'm still here. I just wanted to say that where is the truth is the question. And cops, beat cops will usually know. They're very intuitive, very street smart. They know it's somewhere between the two stories they're getting from these folks. And that is that's something we should think about, because we have people who have the normalcy bias, and they've been programmed from birth with TV and media and everything. And they see things only in a certain way, all because it's programmed into them and they can't think. Well, we have people who are also believing many conspiracies and this may also be programmed into them. And so when they look at certain facts and things, they come up with a story as well. But I'm telling you, the truth is somewhere between those two. And I could give specific examples and things you've talked about today, but the main, I don't want to distract from the point. The point is, the truth, we have to be very objective in the way we're looking for the truth and be very honest and look at counterarguments to find out where the truth is. That's the honest approach. And going off on the idea that everything's a conspiracy or that it's at a certain level leads you into a falsehood that is not accepted by other people who know that it can be countered by facts that they have. So we need to stick with the real facts and do a proper analysis.
Right. One of the commentators,
the psychological thing that's happening here is very dangerous on both sides. And that's the devil's plan. That's the fallen angels' plan. They're much smarter, right? These UFO guys are, you know, fallen angels and stuff. What were you saying, John? I'm sorry.
Well, one of the commentators, it may have been Dan Bongino, I don't recall which one, he said the following: I no longer have any conspiracy theories because they've all come true.
True. That could be true for him, but there's others that are conspiracy falsehoods as well out there that people are believing in. Yeah,
like people who think the planet is flat, for example. And I should remind
I ask the folks, show me an anomaly in the spherical model, and if you can show me anomaly, then the theory is wrong. If we can verify the anomaly is true. And that's true according to the structure of scientific revolutions, and logically that's true. So I'm looking
right
for
now,
that.
Dave, in Bangkok, it is 7:42 p.m.
That's true.
And
John, you can look at different data different ways, and people can look at the data and conclude one thing. Reality may be different than we all think. That's the point. The Earth and the world and everything is a little different. Reality is a little different than we think. And if we think in only very concrete terms and come up with certain dogma, we need to question our dogma, even because we see evidence that our theory is true. If there's an anomaly, the theory is not complete. That's the point.
All right.
Thank you. Well said, Dave.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. Okay. Well, Chance, you're in the business of helping people get this food, and we've talked about this before. But the price point for regular over the counter food at the supermarket, and the price point of what you offer, are getting closer all the time. Is that still a true statement?
Very much so. They're coming into parity. In one instance, actually, whole egg powder, it is less expensive to purchase our whole egg powder than it is to buy the same amount of whole eggs in certain markets, especially on the West Coast. So you have to understand, and I appreciate this, you have to understand that when you go to your local market and you purchase something like broccoli or cauliflower, you know, you'll usually, within the next 48 hours, use some of that and then put the rest back in the refrigerator. 2 days later, you come back, and what you have is mold.
Mush.
growing on your hard-earned money there. And so, in fact, you're throwing away up to 50%. Our food, it's freeze-dried. You can take out what you need from that pouch, reseal it, and it's still good for up to 6 months, not refrigerated. So understand, folks, if there is a outage in your area or a grid down situation, you don't need to store our food in your refrigerator. You can just store it right in your pantry at room temperature. That's huge when it comes to the actual value, the cost of your items, right?
They
store for up to 20 years. So thank you for that, sir.
Before we get to our next caller, Dr. Beginning this week, if you don't have one right now, it's okay. We'd like to have a healthcare tip of the week that's pretty ubiquitous for almost all men, women, and children. If you could think of something, think of that now while we get this next caller, who's Mike in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike.
I have a question about the martial law.
Go ahead.
If they do establish that, would that apply to non-citizens, meaning like the people crossing over the border?
Well, of course it would. The men and women enforcing martial law, they won't know who's a citizen and who's not, and they won't care. They have orders. If nobody can be on the street between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., for example, that means nobody, unless they have a special pass.
John, they're not asking for identification. You know, these soldiers are saying, you know, give me your driver's license. No, they're saying, these are the protocols. You follow the rules or else. Right? That's it.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
And so they'll all be arrested. Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And doctor, do you have a healthcare tip of the week for us, sir?
Yeah. If you're dealing with, let's just say, the overall thing with COVID-19 and the clot shot, one of the things that our bodies need the most is a better filter system. And the utilization of daily activated charcoal for people that need it, that are very unhealthy, start with like a half a teaspoon a day, work your way up to a teaspoon, a lot of water. For people that are pretty robust, have done a lot of health-related therapies and are pretty good, you can start with a teaspoon a day and work your way up to a teaspoon and a half. Utilizing activated charcoal is a very helpful thing to extract and pull out the extraneous waste products that are now being created in the body.
All right.
Doctor, do you have any recommendations on where you could purchase this activated charcoal, maybe one brand being better than another?
Overall, most health food stores will carry an activated charcoal. I like the company Quicksilver Scientific out of Colorado, Dr. Christopher Shea. He's a fantastic scientist and owner of a beautiful company for supplementation. So I like his company. They call it the Binder, and they also have one for sensitive people too.
All right. Well, Chance, what's heavy in your heart that you'd like to talk about before this next break?
Yeah, so we, John, you and I, over the past 2.5 years have been preaching and teaching, giving folks education and information. You have prepper tips on a regular basis to help people prepare. Listen, only a fool has the information and does nothing with it, right? So you don't know what's going to occur tomorrow, the next day. We don't have that crystal ball. But what I would say is take the information and the education, prepare your families for what is eventually to come, and understand, and I say this a lot, but I don't think people really get it. If you were to bring in extra provisions, let's just go to basics, toilet paper, paper towels, extra water, extra food, things like that. You can't go wrong, right? Because eventually you're going to have to use these products. And as far as inflation goes, are you not better off now purchasing 6 months, a year's worth of food, making sure that you have enough BPA-free storable water on hand, right? So we preach and preach and preach. This isn't an infomercial, folks. We do care. And I just would hope that folks would take this to heart. That's all.
All right. Looks like we got a caller on hold here, gentlemen. Break coming up. Dave in Texas.
Hey, good morning, guys. I listened to that last guy from New York, and it's hear him quite often, and he's always kind of in the middle, wishy-washy. People remember, the left has been using this technique of coming up with a far left, off the wall concept, idea, opinion, and then expect you to meet them in the middle. That's not what it's about. We don't meet them in the middle. We stay with what is right and correct. If I have an opinion and they have a left-wing, crazy, nutty thing, I don't need to meet them in the middle. If I know I'm right, I'm right. We don't need to do this. Meet them in the middle. The truth is in the middle somewhere. That's a pile of crap. That is something that the left has been using for years to get you to move in their direction. The truth is the truth. Meeting in the middle between the truth and their left-wing crazy idea is that that's really what they want. So remember that, people. Stick up for what you know is right. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. Well, once again, we should be having a break right now, and there's no break. So let's go to Eric in New York. Morning, Eric. Oh, there's the break. Hold on. Eric, hold on. Everybody, hold on. We're right there.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you, what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, But we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. We're almost out of time here, gentlemen. Eric in New York, a quick comment if you got one, sir.
Yes, I may call back during the next hour. This is that important. Okay, so there, go to the BrennanCenter.org. This is the Brennan Center for Justice. It's got a great write-up on martial law. There is no mention in the Constitution and no constitutional authority, and the Constitution is the law of the land, not declarations by President Caesar or the state governors. It is the Constitution, which in which there is no mention of martial law. I want to read this to you, and I'm going to call back in the next hour and follow up on this, because guess what? People are getting letters regarding a potential draft coming along. I'll get to that next. Listen to this. On August 20th, 1942, military police in Honolulu, Hawaii, arrested a man named Harry White. Under normal circumstances, the U.S. military would not have been involved in his case. He was a stockbroker, not a soldier. Neither he nor his business had any connection with the armed forces. His alleged crime, embezzlement of funds from a client, was a violation of civilian, not military law. It had been under nothing about Hawaii was normal in 1942. It had been under martial law since the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 41. The courts were closed. The civilian courts were closed and replaced with military tribunals. The rules governing everyday life were not set by an elected legislature, but by the military governor. The army controlled every aspect of life in the islands, from criminal justice to parking zones and curbside trash removal. Mr. White was brought before a military provost court. His attorney objected to the court's jurisdiction and requested a jury trial. He asked for time to prepare a defense. But Major Murrell, M-U-R-R-E-L-L, the presiding military officer, rejected these motions, and instead, 5 days after being arrested, Mr. White was tried without a jury, convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison. So before people get all giddy about the 68 times that we were declared martial law and how it's legitimate, you do not want to have martial law in this country. By the way, our military is now run by the Chinese operatives. So when we have U.S. soldiers on the streets, they're not going to be working at the behest of the American people. They're going to be working at the behest of their foreign handlers. So okay, this is extremely...
We've got to wrap this up, Eric. We'll maybe we can do
I'll call back
time.
In the next hour.
Yeah, we'll see about that. And gentlemen, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, Doctor. Top of our break. We're back with Professor McKinney. Stay tuned.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.